The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
God is good, worthy to be praised. Welcome you to another episode of www.mightbroadcast.com and also Might Live here on Might Live here on Facebook Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. I want to do a little focus on being successful can get you in trouble. I want to talk a little bit about your success can get you in trouble. Let's talk about that. Your success frustrates your enemies because they were the ones that said you would make it. They were the ones that printed articles and said that you would fail, that you would not make it. And God allowed you to be successful in front of them. Not that you did it for the purposes of trying to prove you're right and wrong, but you're just good at being you. And God has shown his grace upon you, and you have risen to the occasion. I want to kind of paraphrase and talk about a story that we all know so well, but I want to kind of like bring out some points here, some things I just want to teach you about mankind. And while success may feel good to you, it is sometimes frustrating to others because they had already told folks that you wouldn't make it. Every time you turn around, another blessing. And it's good to know that whether they said you wouldn't be able to do, you have been able to accomplish it. In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, famous story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, threatened to be thrown into a lake of fire because they refused to bow down at the 90 feet wide image that Nebuchadnezzar built. And the question is, why was Nebuchadnezzar so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Now, those are names. You know, the Babylonian names, the real names are really Jewish names. And you didn't know it or not, the book of Daniel actually focused on a small period of time of 70 years where the Babylonians and the Persians kind of bound up God's people about 7 years due to judgment. But isn't it funny that even in the middle of judgment, God can still promote you and bless you and prosper you? Even though it looks like the enemy has you in slavery, it looks like how can you prosper while a slave? How can you prosper while you are an indentured servant? How can you still be prospering when we have enslaved you? And nothing frustrates your enemies more to know that they tried everything to silence you and get rid of you, although you continue to prosper in the midst of all things. If you study Daniel chapter 3, now Daniel chapter 3 finds itself sandwiched between Daniel 2 and Daniel 4. So for you to really understand what's going on in Daniel 3, you have to start with Daniel 1 and 2 before you get to Daniel chapter 3. Sometimes due to our terrible study habits, we go into a biblical story and we pull out stuff that we wanted to say, but quite frankly, that's not what it's saying. So I have to ask myself these questions. Why was Nebuchadnezzar so frustrated and so infuriated with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And I'm going to tell you some things, and please hear me closely. Hello, Sister Jim. God bless you. You know, there is a promotion that the government can give you or a job give you that after they give you the promotion, they think you owe them your soul or you owe them allegiance. They sometimes believe because they blessed you or they promoted you, you got to swallow your conscience and swallow your virtue and then just do whatever they tell you to do. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego actually really said, and the Bible don't say this, but let me just give you what I believe in my imaginative mind, what was being said, and what he said. I know, Nebuchadnezzar, you promoted us in front of your boys, and I know you're trying to say you want us to save face, but we don't do that. We don't violate our Jewish laws and our Jewish God to appease. And I appreciate the promotions, but if you think we're going to bow down at your statue because you promoted us, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. We're not going to do that. And she probably was thinking, dang, God, man, I promoted you and everything. You could at least bow down. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not bowing down. We're not going to do that. And so what I find out is story is frustrating. And the story is a little funny because I'm trying to figure out who told Nebuchadnezzar that the three Hebrew boys wasn't bowing down. I mean, it's like thousands of people. Who's steady watching them to see when they bow down? And what happened was, if you go to Daniel chapter 2, when Daniel got promoted, he told Nebuchadnezzar, if I'm going to get promoted, I need my three Hebrew boys to go with me. So when Daniel got promoted, so did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got promoted in front of all the Babylonians. And keep in mind, they're the outsiders coming in. So you already know that's jealousy, that's envy. You know, you're not even here. You're not even a citizen. You come from the outside, come to the inside, and sit at the same table with us, and then Nebuchadnezzar going to turn around and put you in front of us. That's why the officials of Nebuchadnezzar said it like this, and they said it just like this again, Thaddeus. Remember the Hebrew slave boy that you promoted, that you exalted, that you gave all this stuff to? Well, they're not paying no attention to your laws. They're disrespecting you. Now, what do you get? Now, how do you get from promoting these Babylonians, I mean, promoting these Israelites, put them above us? See, what happened is, psychologically speaking, it's possible that the king, Nebuchadnezzar, was saying, bow down here. Come on, guys. Don't embarrass me in front of my boys. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not like Christians of the day who bend their principles to be accepted into political parties. But they decided to say, no, we're not going to do that. We appreciate the blessing, but we're not going to bend. Our allegiance is to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Bible says that he was infuriated. He was frustrated. He was angry. He was upset. And the question is, why are you so upset? You already know you're dealing with some committed Hebrew boys. But he probably thought, by me blessing you, promoting you, giving you stuff, you can bend a little bit. See, that's the problem with the church of the day. We bend. I ask you certain biblical issues. We're going to check to see, are you Republican or Democrat? And then you're going to answer the question. No, if I ask you a question, answer the question straight up. And sometimes folks can't answer the question straight up because they put their political parties over their biblical principles. And this is the problem I have with the political church. The word of God is the truth regardless of the political party. All right, now watch this. Daniel 3 is really a political chapter because it's Nebuchadnezzar's power of influence and leadership in front of the Babylonians based on those who had said, you know, it was your fault. You promoted them. That's what you get. That's what you get. And the Hebrew boys, they said, well, we're not gonna bow down. We're not going to bend down. We're not going to bow. And even if you throw us in, we're not going to bend. That's it. And he was pissed off to the highest level of pissivity. And the scripture says that he turned the flame up seven times hotter. All right? And the strongest men of Babylon tied up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the furnace, the fiery furnace. And the fire was so hot that those that threw them in got burnt up and consumed in the fire. Now, this is what I want to show you about people and people's nature. When God promotes you or blesses you, you can always tell those who drink player hater juice when they complain about you, but don't take time out to celebrate your promotion. You ever see people that can't never just say, good job, Reverend McDuffie, good job, Jen, good job, Thaddeus. They got to find something. Well, you know, I like McDuffie. I just don't like how he wears hair. You know, I like Reverend McDuffie, but he's a little bit too loud for me. You know, he's just too loud. You know, I don't really like him. You know, he don't wear any choke collars. I don't like him. You know, he's very untraditional. I don't really care for him too much. He don't have a choir. They don't look at the success of ministry. They find things that they don't like because they're trying to justify their own jealousy and their own envy. You really thought that the official that sat at Nebuchadnezzar's table cared about the image, 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide, they didn't care. They're still mad and upset with Nebuchadnezzar for promoting Daniel and the three Hebrew boys in front of them. They've been Babylonians all of their lives. Here come these Jewish folks from out of town, in town, and you made them our bosses. I keep talking about the Ralph Cramden episode where the Ralph Cramden boss hired Norton based on they might know each other and try to make Norton Ralph's boss. And Ralph was so full of ego and rage, you couldn't see himself working for Norton. It's really ego. But this is what happens when God starts to promote people, and sometimes who you least expect ends up becoming your boss. Who you least expect becomes the leader. And if you fall to humility and you know how to bless people, you'll say things like this: well, I wanted that position, but you got it. God bless you, man. Praying God's blessings on you. That's what happens when you mature and understand that everybody don't win first place. Sometimes you do, sometimes others do. And nothing worse than sore losers. Sore losers. Which means you are upset, you are mad, because the promotion you thought you should have was given to a foreigner, was given to someone outside coming in. And the only reason why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are getting promoted, because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the apostleship of Daniel, the grace upon those three, and they're getting promoted. And the player hater friends are trying to figure out a way to expose them to Nebuchadnezzar. Because if there's over 100,000 people bowing down, why are you only looking at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Now, if you bowing down, how you looking? You wasn't bowing down either. You wasn't bowing down. Because your goal is to try to expose Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because you don't like it that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them. Now, let me give you something, and please hear me, Jim, that is those watching here. Please stop getting upset when the people you think should celebrate you don't celebrate you. Stop getting mad and upset, losing sleep, because you want your parents or your brothers or your aunts and uncles to embrace you as the preacher or as this. Stop. That's wasted energy. Wasted. Don't even look for that. Be faithful to God, because it's Him that promotes, and it's also God that demotes. Are you with me? When Nebuchadnezzar was called on the scene, because it's public, because you know leadership deals with public influence. So if I'm a leader, and I'm the number one leader, I'm Nebuchadnezzar, I got great power and authority over the whole earth, at least the earth in terms of the Babylonian kingdom. It's amazing to me how Nebuchadnezzar was so upset, because I think he kind of felt that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should have bowed down anyway. After all, the one that exalted you and blessed you and gave you gifts and toys. When you understand who's really the promoter, you won't sell your soul. And I'm sorry, there are a lot of believers who have sold their soul for power. Sold their soul. You know, when you ask them their agenda, their political agenda, I start going through one issue after another issue. and put it right next to the Word of God. I said, that's not biblical. I just said, that's not biblical. That's not biblical. Now, what they might say to me, well, Pastor Mike, that's not biblical. You're not going to take the Word of God and make it kowtow to your belief system. Daniel 3 is a story of, I'm willing to die for the truth. And they were saying, all right, throw me in the fire. I just be a martyr. Do you? And people don't like it when you say, do you? People don't like it when you say, fine, do you? Do you? You're going to threaten me? Do you? I'm going to threaten you, Pastor Mike. I said, threaten me, baby. Do you? Do what you got to do. I like people doing it, baby. Threaten me. Do you? Jump, fall, leap. But I know one thing, no weapon formed against me can prosper. I'm a tither and a giver. Psalms 27, Psalms 23, Psalms 91. These are scriptures I've been praying for years because I know God promotes me in a Babylonian world. God promotes me in a Nebuchadnezzar world. God promotes me in a Pharaonic world. God does not only promote me in the church world because there's no money in the church. The money is in the world. The world, the Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. So it's laid up. God wants you to go get it. Well, how did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how did they get it? They joined forces with Daniel to help them interpret the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And that's how they got promoted. They solved the problem. They were successful. And every time they were successful, they kept getting these teeny little promotions. But these promotions frustrate the enemy because they don't like it that God is using you. Because they had you for dinner. They roast you last night. They ate you for snack. They said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, them are Jews. They ain't going no place. They ain't going to do nothing. They're a bunch of slaves, bunch of this. And every time we turn around, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like a chess player, is getting promoted in the midst of trouble. And this is one of the things I want to emphasize today. I want to pray for many of you that just because you are successful doesn't mean everybody is going to celebrate you. And just because you get promoted by your boss, it doesn't mean all your coworkers are taking you out to eat afterwards. I've learned, and I've been in ministry over 40 years, and I've learned that when God promotes me and bless me, I don't even say nothing. I'm like, God is good. Let's keep going. I don't even stop. I don't stop. I don't celebrate. I just keep going. Now, other folks will celebrate it. Other folks say, Pastor Mike, did you know what you just did? I said, yeah, I heard. Pastor Mike. I said, yeah, I'm used to that. I'm used to that. What's up, Ciara? 24.8. I wore my T-shirt the other day, Ciara. Go push your product. This is my niece. Buy all her products. It's my niece, Ciara McDuffie. Support her website. Put her website up, Ciara. Put your website up. Thank you, Jesus. You have to understand there's a price for success. And if you sit around waiting for others to celebrate your success, you've been waiting around for a long time. I've learned that when you are successful, just keep going. Just keep building. Just keep building. Keep building. Once you stop, you want someone to say, oh, great job. Great job. Great job. I'm looking for that. Just stay submitted and committed to the plan. Keep praying and believing. Keep your standard high and watch God bless you. If you want God to bless you, there has to be a standard. All right? God blessed the Hebrew boys because they had a standard. All right? They didn't do like some of us. Well, I'll bow down anyway. Like I said, I'm sorry afterwards. Nope. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, nah, we're not bending down. And you do what you think you have to do. Well, throw us in the fire, and you just do you. We're not bending down. We're not going to bow. That's crazy. And the scripture says that Nebuchadnezzar told him to turn the fiery furnace up seven times hotter just to gin. And fire got so hot that the men that had tied them up to throw them in was burnt up in the fire. And the scripture says that they threw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. And the scripture says they went down into the fire. All right? Now, here's the amazing thing about this. And I want you to hear me call it. I'm going to talk about this thing about there is a success that will get you thrown in the fire. But that fire that you're in will end up promoting you even more so after being in the fire. I think there's a testimony where God will deliver you, and there's a testimony that God brings you through a problem. There's a deliverance where God keeps you from trouble, and there's a deliverance that God takes you through trouble. I've been there when God has healed people, made them whole, but I've also been there when God has not healed people like I want, and they died. They went to heaven. My dad, my mother-in-law, a few people I laid hands on and prayed and wanted God to heal them, and God says, no, they're coming over on this side, Pastor, you don't understand. But I got the victory either in the fire or outside the fire. So getting the victory does not always mean you get your Mickey Mouse way. What you learn is God's will eventually be done eventually. And I like the response that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gives to Nebuchadnezzar. You know? Now, while they're in the fire, this is the crazy thing, right? Scripture says, and I'm paraphrasing this because I'm using both phones and I can't really read my Bible right now. Scripture says that Nebuchadnezzar walked over and started looking, and it's like he's having a conversation with somebody. He say, did we not throw three into the fire? And the person he's talking to said, yes. And he says, why do I see four people in the fire? And the fourth person looks like the Son of God. All right? That's what he says. So God opened up the spirit realm and showed Nebuchadnezzar an angel of the Lord, most likely is Jesus Christ, what you call a theophany. It is an Old Testament visitation of Christ in the Old Testament that is walking in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, let me tell you how deep this is. God is not always concerned about the fire or the trial or the tribulation. He is more concerned, do you believe that the Lord is with you in the midst of the fire? See, sometimes you can't stop being thrown into the fire. Sometimes you can't stop being talked about negatively. Sometimes you can't stop that. But don't focus on what people do. Focus on what you focus on. You got to start saying stuff like this, Ciara and Jen and Thaddeus. Well, God, you're with me in the midst of the fire. You protect me in the midst of negative doctor reports. Well, God, you walk with me constantly and consistently. You know what prayer is? Prayer is continual communion with God. Him speaking to you, you speaking to him on a consistent basis. And so what I realized is that the fire is burning all around them. It doesn't touch their clothes. Smoke doesn't enter into their clothes. They got on supernatural asbestos suits, while the Lord Jesus Christ is holding a conversation with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't remind me of Jesus Christ at the Mountain of Transfiguration holding a conversation with Elijah and Moses. I told you, man, when you are lockstep with Christ, there's a supernatural bat shield that will surround you while your player haters and your enemies who plan and plot your destruction. It doesn't work. Now, isn't God's mercy awesome? He doesn't destroy Nebuchadnezzar, all right? She just said, oh, my goodness. And he went and had them pulled out the fire. I don't know if he take the Chaldeans and throw them in the fire after that. I have to study that. I don't have the Bible in front of me. But here's my emphasis here at 2:28 p.m. There are times where God will not erase the fire. He will not keep you from going into the fire. He will keep you in the midst of the fire. See, some of us think that God's only way to be God is to stop the trouble. But I've been alive long enough. That God's faithfulness has been so faithful, even when the trouble has hit me, when I got devastated, when I prayed and death yet came, when I was fired from a job, or when congregation member just left for no reason, just real mean, and just walked out. See? And you have to understand God is a deliverer, which means he doesn't always keep you from trouble. He keeps you in the midst of trouble. All right? Now, some of you are watching it. Please, it's 2:29. We take a break at 2:30. One of the things I'm going to just say when I come back, I'm going to show you that some of you think your faith is so big and great because you've never been sick. But I realize that sometimes people's faith is they've been sick and God healed them. So they got a testimony of how God healed them. Now, even though God is delivering, you've never had to deliver from anything. They know God will supply the need if you never have to have the need supplied. Are you with me? We're going to take a break and come back. It's 2:29. We're going to come back and take a break. And then you've been listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. You're also watching Mike Live. Come on, we'll take a break right now.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers before others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back to www.mybroadcastddv.com. We also watch, of course, Mike Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. Thank God for our engineers. God is good, worthy to be praised. Thank you, Robert, for just being a faithful engineer. Brother Danny, Brother Steve Olympia. I am just so glad as Christians we should be, that should be our desire that our enemies come to Christ and have a personal issue with him, not for their destruction. And that is true, Crystal. And it looks like God uses this methodology of winning the enemy over to our side by the love of God. That's really how God destroys your enemies. Love the hell out of them. That's exactly what God wants to do. God wants you to use the love of God to love the hell out of them. That's what God wants to do. You know, that love thing worked when Stephen was getting stoned. And Stephen says, do not hold this to their charge. And scripture says Jesus was standing at the right hand of the Father, giving him a standing ovation as he stepped into the third heaven. The scripture says that the apostle Paul, who saw at that time, held his coat as they stoned him. And I said, well, what kind of successful model is that? He gets stoned, he becomes a martyr on the way out. And due to that act of love, I believe it had a direct impact on the mindset of Saul, who becomes the Apostle Paul in about Acts chapter 8 and 9, I think it is. So Acts 7, 8, and 9, Stephen 7, 8, I think it's Stephen going to Samaria. And about 8 and 9, you see Saul having an encounter with Christ, being hit by a lightning bolt. And here is the principle. I'm going to continue to say this. You want to be faithful to God, not for trophies, not for paychecks, not for someone to say, oh, you're so smart, you're so brilliant. And once you look for that, when you get that, God goes, that's your reward. I realize that the stuff that I want to say to myself, I want God to say, Mike, you did that thing. You stuck with it all the way. You didn't quit when they quit. I heard God say to me one time, he said, McDuffie, your family in heaven is dancing over you. I heard God say it to me. He said, your father, Lagarde, he said, Elam, they're just dancing for you because he said, you have a faith that's not going to be deterred. You know, and I hear God saying that. He said, I'm looking for people that are committed to ministry, not for immediate gratification, not for everybody to say, you know, you're so good, you're so this. No, I want to do it because Christ told me to do it. Hey, contrary to popular opinion, I want y'all to hear me. You're all going to die. I know y'all don't think you are, but we're all going to die. More than likely, some of you will probably end up doing my funeral. We're going to die. And I'm going to step over to the other side, and God's going to say, I'm going to reward you for the times you've been faithful when others were not. I'm going to reward you for staying submitted and committed when others were not. And I was submitted and committed to ministries. I wasn't even the lead guy. I was submitted and committed to Redeemer Love Christian Center for 6 years. I was submitted and committed to Community Baptist Church of Love for 10 years. I know how to follow somebody. So when I stepped out, I said, okay, God, I sold seed. I'm going where God called me to go. Like, I'm going, no man has traveled. And I refuse to let someone try to put on me their methodology of what they consider to be successful. Nope, not going to have it. And people don't like it when they can't manipulate you and mentally control you. And I'll be the first one to say, no, I'm not doing that. I look fine and face it. I'm not doing that. Well, I just cut them off. I said, no, I'm not doing that. Because if you don't do that, people will manipulate you and try to make you do what they themselves never did. Could you imagine the conversation that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have had with each other they could have said something like this. They could have said, you know, well, we don't really have to mean it. We don't have to mean bowing down. We could bow down and say, tell God we started afterwards. We don't really have to do that. They could have took that the easy way out. You know, like some of us in the church. You know, it's like sometimes when I see people ask certain biblical questions, movie stars on TV who's supposed to be Christian. And I've seen some of these Christian stars who's supposed to be church leaders can't even answer the question. Do you believe in traditional marriage? A marriage between a husband and a wife? Then they'll say something dumb like, yeah, I do, but it doesn't mean that everybody else believes that. See? I mean that person is compromised. All right? You just can't say what it is. It means you bite the bullet. You're doing what the opposite of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego does. See? If you're going to go into the fire, you have to go in being submitted and committed to the sayings of Christ. God bless you, Vincent Tia. You have to be submitted and committed to the sayings of Christ. I said this. I got 2:40. I got about 10 minutes. I tell you all the time, Scripture says in the New Testament, he says, I'm going to liken to you a wise man who is committed to the sayings of Christ. I liken this man to a wise man. When the rain came and the floods arose and the wind blew against this house, it was established upon the rock. And this house did not collapse. But there was another house that was built on the sand. So when the rain came and the floods rose and the wind blew, great was the fall. It was a disaster. You know what Jesus was saying? He was saying is the Herodian temple, Jewish type of worship was built on sand. It's not built on the sayings of Christ. So when 70 AD comes, which is the coming of the Lord, it's going to collapse and fall, and great will be the fall. But those that are committed to the sayings of Christ will survive, come out on top, and be that successful model of ministry. You'll be the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who went through the fire and came out, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. Are you with me today? I'm talking about a success that gets you in trouble. I'm talking about a success that will frustrate your enemies. But your success is based on your commitment to the sayings of Christ Jesus, which means that if you are committed to the sayings of Christ, you will tell me, McDuffie, I've been through the storm, man. Man, I've been through death situations. I lost my house. I lost my marriage. I lost my kids. But once someone gets committed to the sayings of Christ and keep believing, God will restore. God will make whole. God is an awesome God. Now, I know we think because trouble comes, our faith is weak. But I learned this in TF. I like to meet people who've been in trouble. I like to meet people who failed and messed up. I like to meet someone who went to jail and got back right and came back with power. I'm tired of these cute testimonials, these cute stories, these lying testimonies. I want to hear the real story. He messed up. I fell. I like to see someone who said, McDuffie, I survived. So I like Dr. Dean Trulier, my spiritual dad, my evangelist, who led me to Christ in 1980. He'll tell you he messed up. He'll tell you I fell short. He'll tell you I struggled with alcoholism. You know, he'll call me on the phone to McDuffie, come get me. I'm weak. You know? And I get my car and drive. Go find him. This is what you do when you got real love. Real love. Not this fictitious liking. What is love? Love really is a commitment to care. Write it down. What's really love? The agape love of God. A-G-A-P-E, which is pronounced, we say agape, but it's really agape, which means it is a divine love. It is a choice to care. And God gives you the supernatural ability to care for people sometimes when they don't even care for themselves. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. There's been times I've been out in the street and I've hugged people who been taking a bath for years, for months. I just, by the love of God, just consume them, walk up them and hug them. He's speaking in tongues. The presence of God will fall on them. Oh, my God. We have folks laid out on the dirt ground. Spirit, I'll be knocking them over in the dirt because the love of God consumes us. Consume me with your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to explain to you, let's not do things for form and fashion. Let's do things because this is what the ministry calls us to. And God will pay you. He'll take care of you. I think the ministry of health and fitness is deeper for Vincent Tia versus just making money. He's a mighty woman of God. Her husband is a mighty man of God. Her family is anointed by God. She's committed to care for people's lives. And I have to tell you, Vincent Tia, every bottle that you've sent CMOS to, every single one of them have experienced healing. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. You put that much love in your product. Ah, what an awesome thing, man. I'm here to challenge the body of Christ to ask the Lord, give me a desire to be committed to care for people. Today at 4 o'clock at 77 Park Ave, President Crystal, Yaya, Chrissy Kids, they went to the building. They cleaned the building. They wiping it down because she want to touch these kids. She's from Washington, come all the way to New Jersey. I mean, can you make this stuff up? I mean, hi, Yaya, Mr. Danielle, thank you. And Ivory, I am sometimes overwhelmed by people who volunteer. They're looking for a paycheck. I want to also call out Latif. Latif went over to my car and cleaned out my car yesterday because I had to get rid of my white car. And he went over and cleaned it out and took this stuff for him to his house. He said, Pastor Mike, I cleaned it out for you. I love that guy. I love the teeth. I pray for that. Do it, Jesus. Paint the glory. Amen. And him to text me back and say, McDuffie, I took care of it. Stop worrying about it. You don't know, as a Pastor McDuffie, I'm pulling left and right, up and down, and I still have to take care of my wife and my daughter. And I still got a ministry that's online and in line. And sometimes you got these things that fall between the cracks. You just don't have the mental capacity and the mental to try to move things as fast as you like. And when the team called me and said, Pastor Mike, I'm going over to clean your car out. You've been cleaning it out. And I'm telling you something, man. You don't know. That was such a relief for me. Thank you, Latif. Y'all can just post thank you, Latif, for helping Pastor Mike out. Y'all can just post that. I'll be so great. Just say, thank you, Latif, for helping out Pastor Mike. I want to also shout out to my mechanic. My mechanic on 33rd and Park Avenue. I love him. I love my mechanic on 33rd and Park Ave because he fixes all my cars. He doesn't overcharge. If you need a mechanic in Patterson, let me know. I'll give you the name of your inbox. 33rd and Park Ave. Love this guy. He'll never overcharge. Went to my car to a place. The guy wanted to charge me $800. When I took it to my mechanic, to rent this $100 job. This $100. He's trying to charge me $800 for a $100 job. That's not integrity, man. I don't do that. That's not right. And it's just that day, due to his integrity, I've been his customer. And I'm praying that God give him his own shop. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I want. Thank you, the team Shabazz Parson. Man, and when people like Crystal and Teeth and Reverend Marcus is and Mom Collins and of course my wife Jamie and Pastor Sharon and Minister Danielle and Delons and all my N318 of me, y'all just do a little bit to lift the load off of Pastor Mike. I am grateful. I am forever grateful. I really am. And one thing I learned about ministry, you're not gonna do it by yourself. You're not gonna do it by yourself. You're not gonna do it by yourself. You're going to need help. You're going to need help. You're going to need help. And you're going to need people who got a burden. Doesn't mean everybody have to do it like you do it. I don't need another Pastor Duffy screaming and hollering. I need you just to do you, just to be you. Listen, I got 3 minutes. We have a new TV channel, KOM Television, a Roku Television. And we ask you to join it with us. $100 gets you 4 shows. If you don't have Roku Television, I suggest you go get it. Get the Roku stick. And we're about to be on daily television. We're about to get this gospel of the kingdom into people's homes and houses through their television set. And I'm going to be advertising our CMOS, Vincent Tia, Chariot, and Naga CMOS on television. Because it works. When two things have been healing for some people I know have been sick the past few days, Black CMOS and Vincent Tia, CMOS by Vincent Tia and the Black Seed and the CMOS. Those two things have been a dynamic duo against flus and things attacking the body. I have the proof. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I'm giving my opinion as a preacher. Give the body what it needs so the body can do the job of fighting off sicknesses and diseases. You got to try it for at least 4 months before you really get a real feeling. The red blood cells run a cycle of 120 days, 3, 6, 9, 12, after 4 months. So you got to be submitted and committed for at least 3, 6, 9, 120 days. You want your red blood cells to feed the body the nutrition to remove waste out the body. You want your white blood cells to multiply and try to kill off any viruses or any sickness, try to get it through the immune system, shut it down. Thank you, Jesus. It's $249. Go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, PayPal address, SuperMike777@gmail.com, and go sow your seed. All right? It's already $249. I got to begin to close. We're going to be online on Sunday, 747. I have not confirmed in-house yet. I'll let you know about the in-house prayer, okay? I'm just looking at some comments and things. So we're closing out right now, brother. Brother Robbie, about to close out right now. 7:47 tomorrow morning. Let's be ready, and let's go from there. Thank you for tuning in to DDV Radio, and God bless you. Gotta go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where. where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.